Welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. I am very ready for today's episode, and I always say it's gonna be magic, but today it's gonna be magic because we are talking about magic. And you are going to have a completely different feeling in your entire body and life after hearing this episode. I'm just gonna say that. So if it's the first time you're listening, warmly welcome. This is me, Annette, and Suze is here with me.
Yes.
And we are the founders of Radical Broccoli, a universe consisting of everything sustainable, wellness, eco-friendly, spiritual. We wanted to make the world a better place, and we started with ourselves, literally. And from there, we created Radical Broccoli, which is our company where we show people how they can more easily live more in tune with the planet, and that the most important thing for a sustainable life is to truly shine from the inside out and feel good, because that's when you have something to give.
Yes.
So taking care of yourself, prioritizing your dreams, your wellness, it's everything. And we grew up, you know, thinking it the opposite.
Yeah.
So this podcast is here to remind you of exactly that, that life is here now and it's meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be fun, expansive, and ever learning. So welcome to a brand new episode. How are you today?
I'm really good. I'm smiling because this topic just makes me feel so good. And I always remind myself of this topic because I think we decided that, or our intuition told us that back when we started Radical Broccoli in about 4 or 5 years ago, something just fell into our minds and hearts like, hey, there is a better life out there.
Yeah.
And it's magical.
It's so weird because it was just this, it just happened.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it. We're literally where you were in finance masters. I was working in, I don't remember where, the military, and yeah, we literally had this huge revelation that life could be different, it could be really, really good.
Yeah,
and
that happened over the course of a few weeks during a winter holiday.
Yeah. And at the exact same time, one of our best friends, Cornelia, had the same revelation, and she was in LA.
Yeah.
And without knowing, we all just started on the exact same journey at the exact same time.
That's so fascinating.
If that's not magic, I don't know what is.
Exactly. And today we want to talk about how magical life can be and how we need to actually decide how we want to see the world, how we want to experience it, and what kind of life we want to create.
So I want to start with taking it all the way to the basics.
Yes.
The basics, that's not so basic.
Yeah.
But it's profound.
Hmm. And the basics are something that we wish that we all really learned in school, but that many of us learn, I think, we decide to learn it growing up, our second time growing up, when we like have our spiritual awakening or we start to go into self-development. And that is the fact that everything is energy, and that is something that is so hard for our brains to comprehend, because our brains are very specific in how our brains are constructed. It wants physical proof, it wants problem solving, and that's like the prime, that's the perfect use of a brain, is you have a problem, the brain solves it right away. So there isn't much room for magic if you only use your brain. And that's one of the fun parts that we're going to talk about later. How can we connect to other parts of our being in order to see the world in a more magical way? So the reason that we say that everything is energy is that we live in a quantum field. And that is measured, that is physics. So this is actually starting to be scientifically proven, which really helps our brain to understand that, oh, this is actually true. And if you really want to go into it, you can Google it, Google what the quantum field is, Google it, everything is energy, and you will find basically that everything is built up by vibrational particles that vibrate on a different frequency, and some parts are more dense and some parts are less dense, which kind of makes up the density of things, like how thick the matter is and how we perceive it and how we see it and feel it.
Mm.
So the reason why it's very hard for us to think that, okay, my body is energy, is that it feels like flesh and bones and it's actually like physical matter.
Mm.
But if we study it energetically, it's vibration. Just like sound is vibration, light is vibration, everything is vibration.
Mm. Yes.
So that's the foundation for what we're going to talk about today. And for me, that took a little while to understand and actually perceive.
Mm.
And one book that is very, very cool is Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza and E equals MC squared by Pam Grout.
Mm.
Highly recommend those two. The second one has a lot of experiments and stuff that you can do to prove to your brain that we are energy.
Mm. Yeah, and if you have a more of a mathematical brain like Suze,
yeah,
then these books are amazing.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I'll give you some book recommendations later as well.
Yes.
Okay, so we live in a quantum field. We are all energy. So what?
From there, we choose how we want to use that. Because we see the world through how we want to see it, basically.
Mm. And more importantly, how our subconscious mind chooses to see the world.
Yeah. So it's like a pair of glasses you can put on or take off and choose. You need to choose. You need to make a conscious and subconscious choice of how you want to see this world.
So basically, you can choose to see life as a struggle, something to get through.
Mm.
Everyday life where you're supposed to just get ends to meet and survive and hope you make it through another day. And for some, this might sound very privileged to say that life doesn't have to be that way. And that's because energy, it goes back many generations. We can actually carry ancestral trauma.
Yeah.
That makes us believe that we still have to live in the way that things were. And this is all possible to release and heal and think differently.
Mm.
But you have to become aware of it first. And that is, you know, for some hugely triggering, because that means that, it can mean that you have to do things differently. But for most people, it will just feel extremely liberating, exciting, powerful. And you would just want to know how do you actually get into it? How can you use this?
Hmm.
And how does it work?
Yeah. And our beliefs come in quite quickly when we talk about magic and the quantum field and brains and how everything works, because our beliefs are kind of what creates that pair of glasses that you see the world through.
Mm.
So The funny thing is that we can shift the entire set of beliefs that we have.
Yeah.
And I think both you and I have actually done that.
Yeah.
Over the past 5 years.
Yeah.
That is what we have been working on.
Mm.
Because our beliefs can be so gnarly. They can be so limiting. Oh my God, they can be so tiring. And they can basically suck your energy out of your body.
Yeah. It makes you feel depleted because you don't feed yourself with real life force energy.
Yeah.
You literally feed yourself with energy that weighs you down.
Mm.
Like physically, these thoughts can weigh you down.
Yeah, or you can block the energy that comes into your body.
Mm.
So that can also lead to us being, of course, exhausted, but also eventually sick. So, this is important stuff. And by beliefs, we mean, for example, a belief could be that life is meant to be hard and then we can enjoy on the weekends. That was a belief that you and I held. I remember that because that's what we saw around us and that's how we form beliefs. From being a very open being when we are born, from 0 to 7 years of age, we are basically just a sponge of everything in our surroundings. We don't have any filters. We don't know what's wrong or right. We just take everything in and we form beliefs based on that period. And it's such a strange way that we're actually put together, because growing up or growing older, we can look back and be like, maybe we should have some better judgment, because the things that I believe are very strange.
Yeah.
But that is why people say that you go on a healing journey or you go on a spiritual awakening, because what you wake up to is like, oh my God, everything I believed in isn't true. And I can have a different life.
Yeah.
So here comes the actual work that we have to put in. And it's consciousness of our beliefs. It is observing what words come out of our mouth, because that's where our beliefs come in.
Yeah. That's where they reveal themselves.
Yeah, and by where you are triggered.
Which happens constantly. So let's talk about the magic part.
Yeah.
The fun part. So let's say, you know, you're kind of in this place where you don't want to be, but you feel like you have to take this job, whether this career path or whatever it is, because you have to have the money and the security and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're coming here and telling me that, like, there's magic.
Yeah.
How does that work? Like, can I just quit my job and do something else? Like, can I actually have a good time? Can I create something?
Honestly, you can create absolutely anything you want. And it's a combination of who you are at the soul level. And who you choose to become, actually. How close do you choose to get to who you are at the soul level? And that's why we always talk about get to know yourself.
Mm.
Who are you?
Mm.
Who's inside of that? Who's beyond? Who's behind all the layers of personality?
Mm.
So the more you get curious about yourself and use those life crisis opportunities or those resistance moments to really check in. If you feel like, oh, I have to take this job, but I don't want to. Okay, something is telling you that this isn't for you. What if you take a step back and don't, like, compare it to the next job that's quite similar? Let all of that go. Picture that you're just like, picture yourself letting go of everything you have in your life today. Just, like, wipe it off the table. And ask yourself, what is it that you really want to create? What kind of life do you want to have? What experiences do you want to have? What people do you want to be around? How do you want to wake up in the morning?
And the fun part is that the quantum field responds to alignment. So when you start taking these good, positive choices for yourself, that's where you will see, like, real magic.
Yeah.
You will see something else assisting you,
yeah,
and making it easier. And that feeling is just like the best feeling in the world.
Mm.
And the opposite, when you take negative choices and you take choices from a place of not being in alignment, it's painful.
And that's what strengthens our negative beliefs.
Mm.
Because we believe life is a struggle, therefore we take actions as life is a struggle, and therefore life shows us it's a struggle.
Mm.
This is why we say you have to believe it before you see it.
Yeah.
You have to shift your beliefs. Believe life is fucking beautiful.
Mm.
Take actions that show you that life is beautiful, and it's going to tenfold that feeling.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about what kind of risks and what we've done in our lives.
That, yeah.
Where we have been like, okay, this just makes logical sense in the 3D world, or in the world where we were supposed to function.
Yeah.
But somehow inside, this makes all the sense in the world and feels amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There are so many examples.
Yeah. Let's share.
I feel like every single choice I've taken from the past years. I would say the first thing is what you just talked about, and we've talked about many times, is creating our company and actually believing in that our idea was valuable and important. And leaving two very prominent careers, we got really nice jobs, very well paid, very nice work hour. No, that was actually not so nice.
No.
For me, I had very long work hours.
You had long work hours, good pay. I had decent pay, short hours.
Yeah. So we were like, yeah, we kind of made it.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is good. People are proud of us, and we can like be in this box, and it's good, and it's nice, and it's very well accepted.
Yeah. Check. Check.
And that was something we tasted and tried out for a little bit, but it just felt extremely misaligned.
Yeah, and I didn't know at the time, I wasn't as educated as I am now, but the way I understood that something was wrong was that I was constantly exhausted.
Yeah.
And it just didn't make sense to me.
No.
I work out, I'm healthy, why am I constantly exhausted?
Mm.
And I was also so miserable.
Yeah.
It just didn't make me happy. And I didn't find joy in the same things that people around me found joy in. So I couldn't fit in.
Yeah.
I didn't have the joy of, you know... Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it, but the exact same things.
Yeah. And I remember, this is really sad, I remember that I used to dread the weekends coming. Because I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah. I remember that.
And that's... I mean, thinking about that now, it's the complete opposite. But that's just showed the shift of mindset that we've done. And how little magic I believed in at the time. So yeah, actually taking that leap to quit and to create something brand new, it kind of swept us away in the feeling that, oh my god, this feels magical.
Yeah.
We dare to believe in that this is something that's going to take us somewhere.
But when I think back at it, I think that, you know, we were assisted because we were both, I was visiting you in Brazil.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where we both just, we were at home.
Yeah, oh, I love
it. It was home because people were happy and dancing and it was surfing and acai bowls.
Mm.
And even then, I remember because we sat down the day before New Year's Eve and we wrote down dream life scenario. And even then I was like, I'm going to take a PhD, but in Brazil.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't let go of the fact that I had to have that kind of career.
Yeah.
But it's funny because then something happened just by traveling there. It's like a new center in the brain opened and saw new possibilities. Like, oh, yeah, you don't have to live in Oslo.
Mm.
Like, you can live on the beach. And I feel like that's where the first sort of nudge started because when I remember coming back from Brazil and I felt even worse.
Yeah.
Because my body had so freaking much resistance. Like, it couldn't have it any second longer. I think my soul tried to take me out of that situation for years, and now it was like, put in every single thing we have on her right now so she does not go second longer.
Yeah, that's so funny to see it now because it's so clear. It's like every time you traveled, every time you got a little bit into alignment again, you felt so good.
Yeah. And then came home and felt like 10 times worse.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
I thought relaxing was good for you.
Yeah.
Like you do on vacation. and the funny thing is that whenever I was out traveling, I felt so good.
Mm.
So that also told me, you know, like there is nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
But it was hard. I can look back at it now and understand it, but right there and then, wow, I wish I had this podcast episode.
Yeah, it was super hard because we were looking at the wrong places.
Yeah, and asking the wrong people.
And asking the wrong questions.
Mm. But that's the learning, and that's like so good now because now we have the experience and we can share it.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. But what it reminds me of is that often this also comes up in coaching. It's that we really have to twist our brain to look at things in a such much wider perspective. Because often what we do is like, okay, I'm unhappy in this job. So I'm going to quit this job. And then you start looking for something that's different, but so similar.
Yeah.
And then the same thing happens again.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't understand because I made the change and like, I took the steps, I took the action, and I did the risk and everything. but then you actually have just done the same thing over again.
And I've seen that so many times.
And what's actually the challenge then is to really, really open up the next time. But what many people do is actually go the opposite way. Okay, I took that risk, it failed me, I'm going to shut down and not believe in magic.
Yeah. I've done that a lot of times too.
So here is a big clue.
Yeah, that's a huge reminder.
For those of you who are in that exact situation, whether that is in a relationship, in a job, in a living situation, in health world, in your hobbies, in your entrepreneurship, just flip the script. You have to make a really big, not a really big, you have to make a change if something isn't working.
Yeah, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Exactly.
Oh, this makes me excited. Okay, so let's say you're having this this time period where you just feel depressed. What? How can you turn up the magic again?
Yeah.
Because if the quantum field responds to alignment, that means you actually have to take some sort of action.
Yeah, 100%. And often what we see and the people we talk to in coaching and our membership and podcast listeners and everything, what often comes up is that people fill their lives with so much burdens, there isn't room for any excitement. And on top of that, you add suppressed emotions because you are miserable, but you try to hold back and you try to function normally.
Mm.
That combined equals depression, can equal depression. So it's like a lot of unhappiness in a pot, and then you put like a huge lid on it and you just press it down and you do not listen to yourself. That can lead, that can be a reason of depression.
Yeah. And it can also be your soul telling you that you're doing too little of what excites you.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes, yeah, and that can still have, like, that my soul can still tell me that. If I focus too much on work, then, you know, I can wake up with this sad feeling and I just know, like, I've taken life too seriously.
Yeah.
I've done too little of what excites me. And it doesn't mean, like, it really means I have to ask myself, what do only I want today? And it can be like, go have an acai bowl for breakfast. You know, it can be that simple. It can also be starting to read an inspiring book again, starting to remember that you can choose to look at life as if everything is a miracle, or you can choose to see it as if nothing is a miracle, as Albert Einstein says.
Yeah.
And just that switch, that remembrance, that thought, it's like in Return of Love, you go back to love and out of fear, and that is like the universe will literally reward it.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful when it happens like that. And sometimes you just really need to cry and scream and get out old stuff and process things and like not be afraid of your emotions.
Yeah.
And that's really, really hard too. But the release after can be so good. And then you're just like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, because it's not about pretending that everything is fun and exciting all the time.
No.
Because no one...
That's not the point of being a human.
That's not true either. But, okay, a fun thought experiment for all of us is this. I think we all have a friend who is really, really inspiring. And to me, the friends that are super inspiring are those who really see life as so magical. And just talking to them and hearing about one day in their lives, like even just a walk from A to B, can be full of magic.
Hmm.
You can look up at the sky, you see birds flying together in pairs. They form something, they make a heart, the cloud looks like an elephant. A guy walks by and he says something weird to you that you have to make sense of. You receive a mystical letter. I mean, there's so many things that can happen when we like open the door, open our front door and look out in the world and we're like in awe.
Yeah. Like this morning I walked out to my car and somebody had a note like on... that they had, not glued, but like with tape on the
front window
where it says "Hi, Annette." That freaked me out so much. It's like, whatever happened to the internet?
Yeah. How does someone know your car?
I have no idea. It's magic. I have to find it out.
Yeah, I hope it's magic.
But yeah, that's so true, and that's really like a shift, and it's hard for the brain because sometimes you just really like it. Stress, for example, it's addictive. It's an addictive emotion. Because sometimes it feels better to be busy than to feel lonely, for example, or sad. Or it's better to be busy than realize, like, oh, I'm actually not living the life I want.
Yeah.
And so we're addicted to filling up our schedules and not being present.
Yeah.
So we don't have to think. And then, you know, when you say it like that, you really start to hear why things happen the way they do.
Mm.
And like, it's a choice, really.
Yeah, 100%.
And for some people, that's the way they want to live life. And actually, some people are totally fine with it.
Yeah.
And some that's also...
people are meant to live that way, I think.
Yeah. And for other people, probably, if you're listening to this podcast, it's not how you're meant to live life.
No. And how we know that is based on the law of attraction.
Mm.
We are attracted to the things that are in the same vibration as we are.
Yeah.
And if you are really curious in the more the quantum field, I also want to mention the laws of the universe. We have a whole podcast episode on that.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating.
Yeah.
And we will also link below to one of Manifestation Babe's episode on the laws of the universe.
Mm.
Because it like opens up something in your brain that's like, whoa,
yeah,
this is how actually energy flows.
Yeah. And so sometimes you just literally have to take what they call a quantum leap.
Mm.
For example, I have multiple times invested in myself on figures that I had to close my eyes and pay.
Yeah.
And trust that, you know, it would come back.
Yeah.
And that has probably been the best investments I've ever made, the times in my life where I've just changed everything for the better. And I have booked trips where I thought, you know, this is so impractical for my budget. And then those have been the best times in my life where I probably met the people that have become super important to me and has filled my life with so much joy and fun. It has been the times where, where, for example, now coming to Erisaira and everybody, and not everybody, but like so many times I heard, it's so hard to find a place during the summer.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find a place to live here. And literally, I didn't even ask anybody. Two places just came into my inbox.
Yeah.
Like, and it's the last place I'm living in now is the best house I've ever lived in.
Yeah, it's so freaking beautiful.
And was it over my budget? Yes. But was it worth it? Yes, because I feel so good here. The minute I moved in, I just felt like, wow, everything is shifting now. Something landed.
Yeah. I also see a big change in you.
Yeah, because I invested. I invested in myself and I believed.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to get stuck in like the brain saying that thinking that nothing new is going to happen, then I would never take this place, then I will take something completely different.
Mm.
But this is how much I enjoy living my life because
yeah,
it is really magic.
Every time we have stretched our budget, jumped, we went to LA, we've taken so many leaps and it's been so freaking scary.
Yeah. I think the biggest one we ever took, and we talked about it before, but that is also when we left everything and went to LA.
Yeah.
And we've actually also had that confirmed, which was quite interesting. Because we worked with Billy, who's been on the podcast, and she said, you know, that when we left, it was like our souls and our business was so happy.
Hmm.
We didn't understand that at the time because it was so silent.
Yeah.
But she said it was the best thing we did for ourselves.
Yeah.
And coming back was probably one of the hardest.
It was like killing it again.
Yeah.
And that was the rational mind that took us back.
Yeah. And that was such a huge learning. You know, that you can actually break your own heart by not following your truth.
Yeah.
So that's also super valuable.
But the common denominator here is that it does not make logical sense. Mm. You will not be able to rationalize it in your mind.
No.
Maybe to some extent.
Yeah.
But what usually happens with these kind of decisions is the desire and the feeling you have in your heart instantaneously.
Mm.
That's what draws you. And then moments later, your brain comes in and tries to shut it down.
Yeah.
And you go into fear. And what you choose to decide from is gonna show up in your life.
Yeah.
If your life keeps on being boring, struggle, painful, you keep on being sick, you keep on being low in energy, it's because you're keeping on taking the same bad decisions for yourself.
Mm.
You're not taking the leap.
Mm.
You're not actually making that change.
Mm.
You're just searching, seeking, keeping things the same. It's not gonna change.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but that is how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hardcore.
Yeah. And that sounds like the opposite of magic, but it isn't. It's just that you have to meet the energy with your energy.
Mm.
You have to... You can't live in lack and expect abundance back.
No.
You have to live in abundance. That's why moving into a place like this, it looks and feels so abundant, it shows up in our income.
Mm.
The same day.
Yeah.
And that happens time and time again.
Mm. It really, really does. It's
yeah.
so fun.
Yeah, and it's like the same thing when I've invested in really high quality, super eco-friendly, beautiful. Like I bought this wool merino sweater, recycled cashmere. It was like, oh my God, it was so expensive. I think it's the most expensive piece of clothing I've ever bought.
Mm.
And it did not make sense why I wanted that sweater. I walked past the store and I was like, no, I don't need that sweater. And then something just drew me back into the store.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, it feels so soft. It feels so good. I think my body wants this.
Yeah.
My brain was like, why the hell would you pay half your rent on a sweater? My body was like, I feel so damn good. You need to get this.
Yeah.
And then I actually just did.
Mm.
I went and I paid. And then the ego came in and was like, oh, you're such a stupid person. You're not keeping your budget, blah, blah, blah. And my heart was just so full. And my body felt amazing.
Yeah.
And then the day after, we got an email from a company making cashmere sweaters asking if we wanted to do a collab.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, life is really magical. How did I know that that's like, it was so fascinating.
Yeah. And time again, you know, we also get stuck in a rut. Like, we also come into a place, for example, in our company where we just feel like everything is so blah.
Yeah. Oh, so gray.
And it can be...
beige.
It's really hard in these times.
Hmm.
And then we know it's not about the company. It, most of the time, like 95%, it's, for example, the energy between us.
Yeah.
And that is another way of looking at this... as magic, because it doesn't really matter how many hours we put into our work if we're stuck in a bad energy between us.
No.
So living in with a different view of the world, you literally understand that, okay, actually I spend my time wiser figuring out our problems and learning to grow.
Mm.
And to communicate, even though it's hard as hell, because, you know, your siblings are the ones that trigger you the most.
Yeah. Sometimes our pure existence triggers each other.
Yeah.
So much that it's electric.
Yeah. We can't stand each other. It's been so interesting to see. Like, sometimes it's like an explosion and it doesn't...
It's like, hi. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what's being said, it's electrical, and that's yeah. also energy. And we know that if we just sit all day, like, crushing numbers and posting things in this bad vibe,
it's gonna be so bad.
It's so bad, and we've done that too, and so bad things have come out.
We've manifested such bad things.
We've manifested such bad things out of that vibe.
We have also manifested such bad things out of not feeling worthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. And that's why, like, this is an ever fascinating topic, because time and time again, just new learnings come.
Yeah.
And I think when you ask for a big life, it's like you get the big lessons in good ways as well.
Yeah.
So, to sum up, I also want to remind you that it's also in the small things.
Mm.
And last summer, we did so many things that were exciting, because we just made life that way.
Mm.
We made dinners and brought them on the beach.
Yeah.
Went
for sunset swims.
Yeah.
We had road trips,
photo shoots with George. Like, we just made up a whole new little universe.
Yeah.
So if your environment is, like, it's not about the environment where you are, but you can literally make anything where you are.
Yeah. Sprinkle magic everywhere.
Mm.
In your wardrobe, in your home, in your relationships, but most specifically inside of your own being and inside of your own heart.
Yeah.
And let's give some really practical tips in the end, how to sprinkle more magic in your life.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I go first?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. What is it that I do? So for me, it's really simple. It's about shifting the tone of voice I have to myself from, like, this negative to a really loving one, and then to dance and, like, really just come back into this feeling like everything is magic and everything is fun and anything can happen anytime. And no, you don't have to be anything. Like, just by being you, that can happen.
Yeah.
You're already worthy. And then, you know, I'm like, whoa, fuck yeah, I'm kind of badass. And that's when things shift. So that's just one small thing, is noticing how you're talking to yourself right now. And can you start to say kind things?
Yeah. I want to add on meditation and visualization and creating that inner world of magic and love and really filling up your own energy before you take it out into the world.
Yeah.
And we're really fine-tuned in this. We know exactly the moment we need to take a break, to replenish, to go for a swim, meditate, or like have a nap. And these are all things that really refresh and renew our energy. And yeah, especially heart meditations, loving kindness meditation, these kinds of things that really fill us up, is so amazing to create more magic.
Yeah. And lastly, I would say, like, surround yourself with inspiring people, whether it's someone you work with, a coach, a friend on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, some of my favorite YouTubers suddenly became, you know, my best friends. Isn't that magic? I don't know.
It's magic. Yeah.
Just because, you know, I started out just because something excited me about it.
Mm.
But, you know, it's like... Yeah.
And then I want to say, do something that really excites you today.
Yeah.
Please do it today or tomorrow.
Mm.
Do something that you know excites you, but you never do it. You never take the time because you always have chores and dishes and kids and dinners and la 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 la.
Mm.
Cancel something or block a little time in your calendar. It can take half an hour, an hour.
Mm.
Can be blasting a song that you love and like really shaking it loose. It can be painting, drawing, it can be ocean, going for a walk, horseback riding,
eating something delicious.
Yeah, petting a puppy.
The Taurus.
Calling up something. It can be going shopping. Mm. We are so different, but you know what excites you, and that you never allow yourself. If you never allow yourself to excitement, you're not going to have an exciting life.
No.
And vice versa.
Mm.
So make life exciting.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
You can wake up feeling like, whoa, it's a new day.
Yeah. You can like jump out of bed.
Yeah. And you know what? Nothing is better than having that feeling after a really shitty period, because you will just be so appreciated of it. You will appreciate it tons more.
Yeah.
So if you're at a really low place right now, know that the best is yet to come. And you will appreciate it more than anybody else, because you know what you've been through.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you're going to jump out of bed every day. We all have our ups and downs. And it's the contrast of life that makes it so beautiful when we really get through those times and we really see it from the other side and we really embrace ourselves and we hold ourselves when we process these heavy emotions.
Mm.
that's also when we alchemize love inside of our body, mm-hmm. and that is pure magic.
Yeah. And with that, we want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Please send us a message if this resonated with you, if you felt something when you were listening.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast, and we'd love to see your comments in the iTunes. It's so fun. So many nice ratings there.
Yeah. And
so much love. Yeah, we really appreciate you, and we know you have it in you to make your life beautiful, magical, and really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Go for it.